Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Almost Famous, the OGs. Trista Sutter and Bob Guinea here at your pleasure. Trista, it's a very exciting weekend. I know we're supposed to do these things to be relatively evergreen, but I think we should talk about the fact that, you know, it was a very, very, very big day on Sunday. A huge day.
Your birthday.
I was going to say Mother's Day, but this is amazing that you remember my birthday, Trista.
Because you just reminded me.
I knew you loved me. See, I told you.
I love you so much, Bob Kinney.
It's like a holiday. It's a holiday for so many people out there, especially anyone that, you know, is in my realm. I'm like, guys, it's a very special day. My wife, however, doesn't love that my birthday falls on Mother's Day more often than not. Yeah. My mom loves it. My mom's like, of course. You're the finest Mother's Day present anyone could ask for.
Aw, that's really sweet. She's like, but still give me presents.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't buy socks. Like, I mean,
yes. That's oh my gosh, I have a funny sock story. Our first Christmas together, I told him before Christmas that I hated, like we talked about what our favorite gifts and our least favorite gifts were. And I told him that my least favorite gifts were socks. Like, I hated getting socks from grandmas or moms or dads or whatever. And so he wrote a poem, of course, all about socks and gave me, because go figure. Yes. I probably have it somewhere. I would not be able to find it right now, but maybe I can read it next time. All about socks. And then he proceeded to gift me like 20 pairs of socks. So.
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah, what's
and actually have some to this day. Socks.
Huh? I got socks a couple years ago from Canyon as a gift for something, and it was awesome. One pair had my son's face and Canyon's face all over them.
Oh, love it. Yeah.
And then the other was my dog, Phoebe.
Oh, God bless her. Love it.
So now I wear those all the time on her birthday. So
I actually, that's funny. Maybe we ordered from the same place because I got socks for Ryan that had the kids' faces on them. Were they like black and it's just their like face?
They would have been, but Canyon decided to get me like a lime green pair with just the face. Yeah. So I would have preferred black. I probably would have gotten more use out of them. I got to wear these when I'm just ready to rock. You know, I throw those on and it's party time. So
it's party time.
A party time.
Yeah, speaking
y'all.
Of party time, we're here for our fourth episode. And I feel like today we're going to kind of talk about the good old days. Obviously, we do that every week, right?
Well, I was thinking you just said it was like your first Christmas was right after you guys got married, right?
Yeah. Well, right after we got engaged.
Right after you got engaged.
We were in, what do you call it? At a rendezvous, mm-hmm. right? They call them rendezvous now, or used to.
Yeah.
Maybe they still do. Maybe that's a similarity. anyway, so we were on a rendezvous in Los Angeles. They had rented a house and we holed up. And, you know, cooked food. And actually, he gave me a Nintendo, like a little handheld Nintendo thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what they're called. But he was like, why did I do this? Because all I wanted to do was play the game.
He's like, can I, let's talk in Whisper Sweet Nothings.
Hello, and honey.
Like, damn you. Damn you, asteroids.
Hurry up. hurry up so I can actually talk to my fiance.
Yeah. Right. We were going a different direction. I love it. So that was that. And then a year later was when, because wasn't your wedding in December also? Your wedding
it was. It was a year after. So we had a good year to plan and thankfully had the help of Mindy Weiss, wedding planner and party planner extraordinaire. Like she's pretty famous now. I mean, she was back then to me because I was all about the bridal magazines. And I don't even know if people do that anymore. But you used to I was so excited to get engaged because then I could finally buy the bridal magazines and like flip through them and tear out pages. And, you know,
oh
but I
God.
Think
Canyon
people just pin
that.
On Pinterest now, you know, I'm
well,
sure.
You know,
all of
I will
us.
Say this 6 years ago when Canyon and I got married, she still was doing the ripping the pages out and the whole bit. And she...
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you know, People Magazine, Us Weekly and all that stuff approached us about exclusives. And she's like, no, Bride Magazine. That's where I want it to be.
Oh,
and that's what we did because, you know, I was stock full at that point with the Us Weeklies and the people stuff. So I was like, OK, we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
But it was kind of fun because, you know, it was one of those things where doing it that way was actually kind of great because then everybody picked it up, right? Because it wasn't just one person's bridal magazine wasn't really on the same, you know, level, I guess, as like a People or Us Weekly. So it was kind of fun. But I mean, I think about it like that because it was, so 2003, that was the year that your season aired, right? Yep. And then that was the year my season aired as well. Even though technically I was, it was kind of weird, the order of operations there, but technically it went Alex Michelle, then Aaron Berge.
Or sorry, then, Aaron. Yeah.
Then I'm thinking about then
went, Andrew.
Then Andrew, then you, then me, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
It was really kind of a fun year for me from, you know, the fun stuff we got to do throughout 2002.
Right?
And then all of a sudden 2003. Then my season, my finale airs right before your wedding, even though we had been done taping for, you know, several months previous to that, since the first week of July or second week of July. And so, yeah, it's kind of fun. But, you know, we were talking about some different things that we could think about from the year 2003. Like, what does that year bring back? And one of the things I thought was really interesting was the question of, in three words, what does 2003 mean to you? And I want to know, describe 2003 in your three words, Trista Sutter.
Oh, gosh. I mean, number one, whirlwind, because 2003 was when my episode aired, even though I was engaged. So everyone found out who Ryan was and we started wedding planning. No, actually, no. So we actually had our wedding in 2003. So we started wedding planning in 2003 when it started airing, because we did a special on ABC. And then we had the wedding in 2003. So talk about whirlwind. You do like all of the shows afterwards. And back then, as was the same for you, that meant Oprah and Ellen and The Tonight Show and Good Morning America and, you know, all of those, including all the radio, the Ryan Seacrest show I was on. Gosh, Caroline Ray, do you remember her?
Oh, yeah, I loved her show.
So much. Yep. Oh, my gosh, so fun. The View, like all those. And then the wedding. And it was 100%. That's the biggest word. Yeah. Obviously, it was a whirlwind. And then second, I would just say happy. Like I, on the show, when we watched, I think it was the second episode, when we kind of went back through my first episode, I remember me saying, that's so weird to say, I remember me saying, but I was watching me on TV. So I remember Trista saying, what I want most is to be in love.
Right.
And I found it. So maybe happy or love, you know, being, I think the better word. But that, and going back to Oprah, we were on Oprah. You might've been on this episode with us, or maybe it was after the show and it was just me, Ryan, and our family. But, in fact, you might've been on it. And afterwards on the show, she said, I would love to do your wedding for you. Would you consider having it on my show? And I was like, are you kidding?
Gosh.
Like, no way. Like, of course I would die. Like, that would be dream come true, like over the top dream come true.
Yeah.
And so after the show, we went back to her conference room and we met with her EP and her, you know, main people. So I'm sitting at a conference table across from Oprah Winfrey. Like it was nuts talking about how she wanted to make my wedding like the most special day. And I idolized her at this point.
Yeah,
like she was my inspiration. And
and
so that happened. And then of course, Warner and ABC were like, no way we're giving her to you. We're going to do it on our network.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a whole thing out of it. So, you know, of course the rest is history and however many million people watched it. But love was definitely in the air that year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what would be my third one? Just a lot of fun. We had so much fun. We could finally be together. We could finally, you know, be out in public. Ryan had to take a leave of absence from the fire department because people were pulling fire alarms to see him. That is illegal, people.
That is so funny. Oh my
so God. He had to take a leave of absence. And when he took the leave of absence, we could actually go do, you know, all the fun stuff. We had a show on the Travel Channel. Like we did a bunch of really fun stuff that we never thought we would have been able to do. So those are my three: whirlwind, love, and fun.
I love it.
What are yours?
Ha. Huh. I knew you were going to ask me that somehow. I don't know.
I wonder why.
Before you started talking and you were all sweet and nice about it, I was going to say hot, hot mess. But then I thought, no. That's probably not the best choice. Gosh.
That is the freaking best. Mic drop.
No, you know, I would say much like yours, definitely fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, and it was kind of fun for me too, because I had just, you know, like we had talked about in a previous episode, you know, we were friends with these producers because it was the same production team from year to year.
Yeah.
And so it was like, you know, it was almost like I never left, even though, you know, when I left on your show, when I went home on your show, I was kind of like, well, that was a really fun experience. But then it just sort of snowballed out of nowhere. Yeah. I didn't expect it, you know, and
of course not.
Started getting the call.
I don't think any of us could have expected it. You know,
and started getting the call from the Oprah show, and I'm like, I'm the man on the street, you know, cooking
totally.
With a bunch of bachelors, and I'm like doing all this fun stuff. And she, I mean, literally, I'd get a call every couple of weeks. Hey, Oprah wants you to come out and do this on the show. I'm like, okay,
so much,
you know,
fun.
And this is all while I'm watching your show, and I'm like, you know, I mean, it was kind of funny because I just said so many dumb things, and they just seemed to use all of them. And,
all of them always, right?
It's like, yeah. How is Bob even wedged into this episode? It's like, you know, it's like it's like you guys are on an exotic date and somehow I'm there cooking. I mean, I was like, how is this wedged? You know, why is Bob here with us on our, you know, our proposal night? And I'm in the background with flowers.
Totally.
But it got to the point where it was kind of like just so much fun. And it was really humbling, I think, I would say. It was a very humbling year for me in a very nice way.
It's a
you
good
know, it was
word.
A really nice way to kind of do something on a whim and, you know, be coming off of a really rough time in my life to be, do something on a whim like that and have people embrace me in such a way. It was so nice. And then, you know, to really feel like I was a part of something too. I mean, I felt like I was a part of your and Ryan's story in such a nice way too, because, I mean, America fell in love with you guys, but so did I, you know, I mean, I love Aww. Both of you. And it was like, there was such a genuine, thing between you two. It was undeniable. And I remember I would go on shows with people like, come on, you know, tell us the truth. That stuff's crazy.
Right.
I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, yes, it's crazy.
Thank you.
Absolutely bananas. But these two, this is real. And trust me, you know, like I would stake it. I'd be like, trust me on this one. This is going to work, you know? And
same.
And boom, it came true. But you know, it was also one of those things where it was like, you know, all you had to do was, you know, meet you, of course. But then also once you met Ryan, you're like, it's not an insincere bone in this guy's body. This dude is the real deal. True. Salt of the earth. It's gonna, you know, this is gonna be a spectacular, you know, relationship. And but still, yes, I said fun, I said humbling. And I think I would say what would be another good one? Maybe I'll have to think on that third one for a bit.
Come to you while we're
like
talking.
Like I said, Hot Hot Mess was the starter for me.
Hot
so,
hot
you know,
mess.
I'm backtracking at this point.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean. So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox. And it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers. They have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Before I went on your show, I was, you know, a touring musician and I would tour with all these big bands and I thought I was such a big deal. And then all of a sudden I wasn't, you know, I decided to give it all up and try to have a business. And that business did well for a little while until 2008 and the mortgage crisis. But, you know, that was, it was a lot of fun in that regard. And I just sort of was like, man, I miss doing the fun, just random stuff I used to do. And then all of a sudden I'm on your show and I'm dancing a jig and, you know,
the best.
Talking about Taibo doing.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so funny that you say that because Ryan and I went on to do a Billy Blanks video.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
We were in a Billy Blanks video later on. And I think he was the starter of Taibo, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. He was my sensei, as it were.
Of your sensei.
When I had that conversation with that dude that I met years later at the Derby. And he's like, I apparently said, right. I too study the martial arts, you know? So, and I mean nothing offensive to those martial artists out there that really do it, but Billy had me believing. I really believed that I could get out there and do some stuff. But, you know, I think it was just, I think such a fun, centered, but yeah, I mean, it was a crazy ride, you know, and it was so much fun and it was, but the Oprah thing, you're right. I mean, I remember at, you know, her birthday time, her 50th birthday.
Oh, yeah. You went to her birthday party.
I was.
Yes.
Shocked.
I was so jealous. I was like, oh, I want to go to that so bad. Bobby, you're so lucky.
I was so. And I remember being there going, is this a mistake? Like, what the hell am I doing?
It was not a mistake.
I went to stand in the line to use one of the bathrooms and I'm standing there. I don't even know if I've ever told you this story. I'm sure I probably have. I'm standing there and I look and it's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. They were still together.
Stop you right now. I think you actually did tell me this because that made me even more jealous. Oh my God, I would die.
I crash land right away. So as in standard Bob
Did you
fashion.
Say something to him?
No, they said, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm great. And Jen's like, Jennifer Aniston goes, loved your season. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, I'm like, wow. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger is walking by. He's got a cigar.
Oh, he was a fan.
And so I don't know what came over me, but I go, hello, Governor. Who says that? Why you did do? I say that? And he just goes, he's like, it's an unlit cigar. And he just kind of looked at me like, it was so stupid. I don't know. Maybe I had a buzz. I don't know what was going on. But I'm like, why did I? Like the second I said it, I'm like, what? No. How did I get that back in my mouth?
Put it back in my mouth.
Oh, terrible.
Oh my gosh, that is classic. Yeah. Oh, that is hysterical. And then, of course, the moment with Jen and Brad was gone.
Oh, yeah, over. Well, thankfully, they didn't. I don't even know if they heard that embarrassing portion of the night. But later in the night, you know, I get to meet Tom Hanks, and Tom's like, Bob, Rita, it's Bob.
Yes, and I'm he's like, a huge fan.
Oh my God.
Or at least he was.
And such a nice, nice man. And I mean,
years
and years later, this is 2 or 3 years ago, I'm still doing stuff for the Today Show. And he's on with Meryl Streep and a whole crew of people that came on for that movie they recently did. Now, I clearly haven't seen him in years, and I've remained a huge fan and loved, just adored him for how he responded to me that night and was so inclusive and so kind. And and so I see him, and I'm on the set waiting to go on. My segment's next. And, you know, at the time, I don't even think it was a weekly thing anymore. It was like twice a month or something that I was on. And he comes in a different entrance. Like they bring them all in the back entrance. And so I don't even think to like go over there and say anything because first of all, I haven't seen him since Oprah's birthday. And secondly, you know, I just don't feel like what the hell am I going to say? And he comes walking over as they're exiting. He comes walking by to say something to I don't remember if it was Hoda or who he was talking to. And he goes, well, 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 my old pal Bob, too cool to say hi to his old buddy Tom. And
I'm like,
no, dude, are you kidding?
That is crazy.
And I was like, I didn't want to bother you. I said, I saw you over there and I thought, and I'm like, and I'm the guy that I'm afraid that, you know, I'm going to be a you know, just sort of overstepping.
Embarrass yourself. Yeah.
And he's like, man, it's great to see you. Great to see you doing so well. And it was it.
I can't. I mean, I have some pretty good stories, but those are great stories. I will say one shocking moment for me. I went to the Golden Globes after party and I was with my manager at the time. And of course, there's tons of famous people, including Elton John, which... unfortunately, he wasn't so nice to me.
That sucks.
But then, so I'm standing there, and Deborah Messing and Will and Grace was one of my favorites at the time. I'm standing there, and I was like, do you think I could go say hi to Deborah Messing? And he's like, yeah, go for it. So I turn around, and she's looking right at me, and she goes, Trista! And she throws her hands up in the air, and she's like, oh my gosh, how are you? Like, I was dead. I was like, what's happening? Like, is someone else named Trista that's an actress and is here?
Yeah, you're like, where am I right now?
What is happening? And then she ended up introducing me to Megan Mullally because she invited me to come to a taping. So I went to a taping, met Megan, had such a great time. She had me on her show a couple times. Oh, met her husband. Like, that was one of my, like, favorite
moments.
That's
a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, I just, to like, the humble, when you said humbling, that was humbling. Like, to think, I am just this, like, small town girl from St. Louis, Missouri, and Indiana, and had no aspirations to act or anything, but of course I'm a huge fan of movies and television shows and gosh, I looked up to, I just look up to their talent so much. Another one was, but anyway, she was amazing. Another one was I did a cameo on, what was the show that Kimberly Williams Paisley did? It was a sitcom. According to Jim, was she on that one? I think, according to Jim.
Yeah.
So I did a cameo on there as myself. And isn't that what a cameo is?
Yes.
never
mind.
Yes, it's true.
I have a really stupid parallel story to tell when you're done. Because I too did a cameo, but not as myself.
Okay. Then it wasn't a cameo.
Right.
So I do a cameo on According to Jim. Meet Jim Belushi, It's Jim Belushi, right.
Yes.
His brother John passed away before that, yeah. So he's amazing. Anyway, Kimberly Williams Paisley is there. And we struck up a friendship. Like she's I think you know her too. You did a show with her.
I did.
So anyway, yes. So she's so sweet and so kind and she actually invited me. I don't know if she was dating Brad at the time because I don't think they were married yet, but she asked me if I would want to be in one of his videos. And so I ended up being in, and it was always like a funny dream of mine to be in a music video. I mean, as a dancer, I was
I would love to
Janet Jackson or J-Lo or whatever, but Brad Paisley, Bring It On. It was so much fun. I got to act like I was choosing guys. So they lined up the whole band and I went through like all the guys and it showed me kind of dating and they did ITMs. Brad did ITMs. All the guys did ITMs. And it was so fun. So I go through the line and Brad's at the end and I'm looking at Brad and then I look down and it's Little Jimmy. Do you know who Little Jimmy is?
No,
he's like famous country person. He passed away a few years ago, but Little Jimmy Dickens is his name. If you're in the country world, Brad was a really good friend of his. So I get there and he's this old guy with just like, I mean, the big old cowboy hat. And I feel like he had rhinestones all over his clothes. and I picked Little Jimmy in the end. So it was me and Little Jimmy.
And then Brad played your wedding too, right? Didn't he write a song and play the wedding? Yeah.
That was my my ultimate favorite memory from my wedding, because not only did Brad play, like that was a huge surprise, and I'm a huge fan of his, but my husband took a poem that he had written on our first date called Something About Her. And he had Rick Cowling, who played at our wedding. I know you know who he was because you were on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
He was the band that played at our wedding. Yeah. He made the poem into a song, and then he recorded it, and then Brad Paisley recorded it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So, and actually, I think you can still get it on iTunes.
Yeah, I remember that part of your wedding so well. I remember thinking, oh my God, because I've always loved country music, but I grew to love it so much more during that time, because my favorite job that I ever got to do as a result of The Bachelor was when they brought me in to host the CMA Music Festival. And I did it for like 6 years in a row. And I was like, this is amazing. So I'd be like underneath Tennessee Titan Stadium interviewing, you know, Carrie Underwood and Little Big Town.
Amazing.
And, you know, Lady A and all the bands. And, you know, it was just so cool. And I really loved it. And then I got to go out on stage and be like, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Urban, you know, it was just so fun. And
we did a couple of those. I have a good story about that, gosh, but you keep going.
So anyway, yeah, I got an opportunity to do a cameo during that time as well as not Bob from The Bachelor, but my character's name was also Bob, and strikingly similar to me.
Okay.
They're like, you're not playing yourself.
I'm called Bob.
Yeah, I'm like, and it was called I'm With Her. It was a show called I'm With Her. And it was basically a show that was it was an ABC sitcom, and it was just really, it was funny. And we were at a class reunion, and I come in, and I'm like the guy that was, you know, the quarterback of the football team and the class president. And I'm like, this kind of sounds like me. Like, nope, not you. Not you. I'm like, oh. Okay, cool. Well, I feel like I know this character. I can identify. But I will say,
it's making it easy to act.
Yeah, they're really tough for me. But I will tell you that it definitely let me know that I was not cut, not that I ever thought I was, but that I was not cut out for acting, because it was one of those things where I was kind of like so self-conscious and so in my own head.
I have a good story. Sorry for my reaction, but you just reminded me of something. Go, please, keep going.
Well, it was just one of those things. I remember I did the episode and I was like, I'm sorry, that was horrible. And they were so nice. Like, no, it was great. You were really funny. It was great. And I'm like, okay, well, it's the first and last time I'll ever be on one of these shows. Because I was like, I can't do it. I can't accept myself in this role. And that's why I had always been hosting beforehand and hosting shows. It was easy because I could be myself, you know, I could say something stupid and I didn't have to worry about, you know, I would still hit, you know, a mark or say a line or whatever that I was supposed to say, but I didn't have to be in, you know, someone I wasn't. And I remember I was asked to do like a serious thing one time, and I literally called them back and I'm like, I'm going to do you all a favor and just say no, because this is not. And they're like, I think it was for like CSI or something like that. And they wanted me to be like this radio DJ with this huge personality and comes in and like does all this stuff. And I'm like, guys, I really appreciate it. And I think it's so neat, and I love the show and I'd love to do it.
Totally.
But I just think it would be really bad. I'm like, I just don't think it's who I am. I don't have it in me. I'm like, but you know
what? I think that honestly saying no to things is really important. When you get, when you're the lead and you get asked to do all these millions of things, saying no, I think is a very crucial, ability, because I feel like so many people, probably even more so these days, because I think probably half of them at least go on the show because they want to be Instagram famous and, gain followers. But the ability to actually turn things down is something that I would give people advice to learning how to do, or at least really, really digging in and figuring out if you want to do it or not. Now, hosting CMA, the festival, like, awesome. That's a no-brainer, Oprah, like, all of those things, no-brainers. Yeah. We did, we were backstage at the American Music Awards. So we went on there a few times, and, I mean, we got to meet Willie Nelson, who was amazing. Not Ashley Judd, but her sister.
Winona?
Did you hear? What?
Yeah.
Winona, who terrible. I hear about her mom.
As the judges are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, too.
At the same time. The next day.
So sad.
The next day. Yeah. So sad. It makes me want to cry right now. So let's change topics. But like those kind of things were super easy because as long as they fit in your schedule, then of course go do it. But it's the things that you say no to that I think are really critical into developing like who you are. But so we got asked to do. I laugh about it because, oh my gosh, so embarrassing. So we got asked to do this show called Everwood. I think it was called Everwood on the CW.
I feel like I remember that. Yeah.
It might have been 2003 or 2004. It was very early on in our relationship. And we both go on it, not actors at all. Had to be somebody different. Or maybe we were playing ourselves, actually. We were in this coffee shop, you know, they give us lines, whatever. They ended up not even using us because we were so bad.
You were on the cutting room floor.
So sorry. We went a different direction. Of course you did. We sucked.
We're not going to have a couple madly in love in a coffee shop in this episode. We're going to do something different.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Really funny.
It was both embarrassing and a point that I was like very grateful because we were horrible. And I'm like, if anyone sees this, we are never going to live it down.
Do you know how funny that? I love that because you're right, though, about saying no to stuff. Like I remember saying no to some stuff to a point where I actually I lost some representation I had at the time because they were just like,
really?
Yeah. So I didn't want to be the guy. And this is going to sound terrible, but I didn't want to be that guy. You know, so, you know, Fear Factor would call and they'd be like, we're doing Celebrity Fear Factor. And I'm like, not for
me. You didn't
do
it. Ryan did.
I'm like, well, no, but I know. But Ryan is also great at like American Ninja Warrior and all that kind of stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not that guy. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, you totally could have done it. I wish you would have. It would have been so much more fun.
I was afraid to like eat, you know, cow things and stuff like that. I'm like, no.
I said no. Yeah. Okay, so it's funny that you're bringing this up because they are airing this right now. Two people have reached out to me saying, oh, I'm at the nail salon and I'm just watching Ryan on Fear Factor right now. And this was probably 2003, 2004 as well.
Yeah, it was during the same time.
And they asked us both. And I was like, hell no. No way am I eating anything gross. And of course, so we get there. So it's just Ryan. And he ends up winning, which was amazing.
Of course.
But we get, right? So we get
there. That was the other thing. I think you said no, so they came to me. And I'm like, wait, I have to go against Ryan in a contest? Been there, done that, lost that already. Right.
So, okay, so, and yeah, me too. I would not want to compete against my husband in anything. Okay, so we get there and Joe Rogan brings me in. Okay, so all the contestants are there and I'm not a contestant. So I'm like, why is he bringing me in? Okay, fine, I'll just play along. So I'm playing along and he's like, okay, Trista, so we hear that you didn't want to eat anything, but will you eat 5 worms for $1,000 to your favorite charity? And I was like, that's not fair. Like, I have to.
You're like, first of all, they were lowballing you. You know, they had a big budget on that show. And you're like,
I literally said to him, I said, why don't you make it 5 and I'll do it? And he said, nope, we got 1,000 for you. And I'm like, this is not fair. Like, I actually have to because I will look like a total bitch.
Yeah.
If I don't.
You gotta do it.
So I made him, he blended up worms for me and I ate blended up worms.
Oh, yeah. like a smoothie, a worm smoothie.
Like a worm smoothie.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It tasted like was dirt. Dirt. That's all it tasted like. Dirt. I just drank a dirt smoothie.
I'm so glad I didn't do that one. And then celebrity bull riding. I'm like, no.
What the hell is that? I don't remember that show.
There were like 5. Like back-to-back things. I'm like,
there was a boxing one. The boxing one. I wonder if that was one of them.
They didn't call me for that one. They probably knew that I'd be an embarrassment. But the ones they called, I remember there were several and I'm like, mm-mm. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, look, guys, I remember saying this to my agent at the time. I was like, I have no problem not being the famous guy. But still, like, you know, interviewing people that are famous and stuff like that. I don't need to be the celebrity bull rider. I'll interview them. You know, I'd love to do that. I'm like, but I'm not a bull rider.
You didn't want to put celebrity bull rider on your resume?
You might be surprised. Bull rider. I'm like, I'm not even a celebrity bike rider, okay? I can't ride a bull. And it was just funny, though. It got to the point where I was just like, enough. And so I'm like, I want to be the guy interviewing people, but I don't want, you know, I'll take those jobs, but I don't want to be the guy that has to put myself out there and embarrass myself.
Right. And, no, and it
wasn't,
I get
really
it.
It wasn't like I thought I was better than anything. It was that I was like, I know that's going to be tragic. And you guys just want me on there for comic relief because I'm going to suck at that.
Oh, you know what I do want to do, though? What I am dying to do. So we have been on a couple game shows, one being Lingo, where I think, you know, we talked about this with Shandy. I think that was on the Game Show Network. And we did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when Chris Harrison was hosting
it. I did that one, too. Yeah.
So much fun. So oh, my fun. God. How much does that get in your head? Standing there with all those people and the lights and the I was so stressed out. I'm usually fine in front of the cameras. Like if I'm playing myself, I'm being myself, I'm asking questions or answering questions about myself. But I felt the pressure. Like we did horrible.
I did pretty bad too, but it was one of those things where I actually knew the right answer for $50,000.
And you did?
I figured it out in my head because I finally got the flow of the show. Remember how he told you? He was like, they want you to rationalize this thing outside. Well, I had already used most of my lifelines. And so I'm at this point.
Yeah.
And I had no lifelines left, and I'm going for 50 grand. If I get it wrong, if I walk away, I walk away with like $20,000. If I get it right, I get 50,000. If I get it wrong, I go back down to 10. And I'm like, I know the answer on this one. And I'll even give you the question if you'd like to try and.
Okay, yes, I want to know. This. Yes, okay. Of course. Please.
So here was a question.
Because I want to know if I would get it right.
This is a good one. And I rationalized it out loud for it. And here's how I got it. So the question was, Ben and Jerry, famous ice cream tours or whatever you call them, have created some of the world's most iconic flavors, despite one of them suffering from this ailment. And so right away in my head, I'm like, either he's lactose intolerant or he can't smell and taste. Can't taste. Right. So that goes in my head. So up pops my options. And my options are the clinical terms for these things. So one's like anosmia. The next is anosmia. The next one is like abomsia. And the third one is blomsia. And I'm like, So I start rationalizing it with my outside voice. And I don't have the ability to use my lifeline anymore. So I go, oh, no, I do. I have one lifeline left. I'm sorry. I get to bring my friend out of the audience that I brought with me to help me.
Yes.
So I call my buddy Richie, who lives there in New York. And he comes out and he's like, I got nothing for you, man. I'm like, Richie.
Right.
Like, help me talk through this. And he's like, well, he's like a deer in the headlights. So unusual for him. So I go, bro, I'm like, come on, help me out. He goes, I love Jerry Garcia. That's all I know. I love Jerry Garcia. So that helps me none. So I go, okay. Yeah. So I say it out loud to Chris. I'm like, here's what I think, you know, like I'm going through these things and obviously there is, you know, probably rooted in Latin. And so when I see anosmia, I think, this is going to sound terrible.
I think
the first four letters, right? A-N-A-L. I'm like,
oh, stop it.
Maybe that's something that has to do with like lactose intolerance. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I was a communications major in college. Okay. Cut me some slack. And I don't even do that well, for God's sake. So then the next one I see is anosmia, A-N-O-S. And I'm like, Nas, like your nose. I'm like, well, maybe that's like they can't smell and therefore they can't taste. Yeah. I don't know. The other two, I just kind of rule out right away. So, Chris, you know, the lights are out. Da-da-da. He's like, okay, you need to make a decision. And I go, okay, here's my decision. I know what the right answer is. It's anosmia. It's B, anosmia. And I know everyone that's playing along at home and following me along at home, you're going to make fun of me for walking away right now. But I'm going to walk away because I'm not, it's the charity's money.
Oh,
I'm not
stop.
100% sure. I want to give them 20 grand. So I'm going to walk away or whatever the dollar value I was at.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm going to give them that, but I know that's the right answer. And he's like, your final answer is to walk away. And I'm like, yeah. And I think Chris was a really, you know,
is
he's
Chris
such a
playing
good
with me?
He's playing it straight. He's like, are you sure you want to walk
he
away?
Was.
Right? And I'm like,
yes,
he's not like winking at me or anything. I'm like,
he doesn't
on,
give you anything. No, nothing.
He gives me nothing.
Seriously.
So I walk away and sure enough, it was B anosmia. They couldn't smell and taste.
You could have gotten 50. Bummer.
Yeah. Such a bummer.
Oh,
such a bummer.
I'm so sorry. That is such a bummer. I mean, we had our last question was like, who was recently on the cover of AARP? And it was like between Gwen Stefani and an older rapper. I can't remember which one, like Dr. Ja Dre. I think it was Dr. Dre. Yeah, like somebody. Anyway, I ended up guessing Gwen Stefani, and it was Dr. Dre. And I was so mad at myself. So we ended up getting the like $10,000. But
yeah.
But so I loved that show. But it drives me nuts when all of the people that are on the show these days get to do Family Feud over and over and over and over again.
What about the OG Family Feud? And why have they not called us?
Exactly.
We will crush that game.
We would freaking crush that game. So maybe it's me versus you, like our family, or maybe it's my season versus Andrew's season.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
How much fun would that be if it was OGs? So me and you and Ryan and two other people from our season,
yeah,
or producers or whatever. And then Andrew's season. Like,
or even,
that would be so much fun.
Or even when they've done the Bachelor versus Bachelorettes, do the first five Bachelors versus the first five Bachelorettes.
Yes.
I mean, there's that.
True.
You know, these are, I think they'll see some incredibly intelligent and insightful responses.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah,
that's right. I know. So hello, ABC.
Yeah,
come
hi,
on, ABC.
Listening? Come on, Steve.
And Steve Harvey. Hello.
Steve, come on, Steve. We love you.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so here's our list of some questions that were asked to us.
Yes.
That we need to answer. So are you ready? I'm gonna yeah. Run these down.
Okay.
All right, so I've got one that I think is really funny. And
okay.
I've been asked this question so many times that I have this stupid pat answer where someone will say, you know, do you ever Google yourself? And I'm like, only when my wife's at a top. Wait, what? So there's the question. What, too soon? Is that too much? So, you know, have you ever Googled yourself? I'm sure the answer has to be yes, right? Anyone that says they haven't is, I think, a liar. Yeah.
A liar. Yeah. You have to Google yourself, like, to know what's going on. I mean, it's not like I do it every day, but I feel like if something is supposed to come out, you know, that hasn't come out, like an article or something like that, then maybe I'll Google it. But, you know, thanks to Google, there's a Google alert that you can sign up your name, your family's names. Yeah. Like I could sign up my kids' names and I'll get an alert when any article or my name or their name ever shows up in an article or in any way, shape or form, you know, like in the paper locally or whatever.
Yeah.
So thanks to Google Alert, you really don't have to Google your name anymore, but
no,
you're
you
right.
Don't.
Like who doesn't Google their name or hasn't ever before? Right. Yeah. It's fed to you here. This is all about you.
This is all you.
No, but people are lying. I mean, people Google people they're going to date and people they work with. And, you know, I'll Google people if I met them and I'm like, how do I know them? And what have they done that should connect me to them? Because I have a really hard time putting, like remembering people if I don't see them in the place that I, so if, you know, if I want to know more about somebody, whom I just met, but you're right. Of course. Both of us.
I think everybody does that. I think we talked about, everyone. You know, like as far as favorite celebrities and the most shocking celebrities that, you know, watch the show. But how about for you as an individual, when you're, you know, when you're home, we were talking about like, you know, I was laughing about the fact that in 2003, I was doing, you know, all this crazy stuff. And now in 2022, I'm, you know, listening to, you know, watching Moana three times a week. You know, how often do you... How people think you probably get recognized every day, but how often do you really get recognized? And I bet it's very similar to what happens to me.
I'm sure it's very similar. Not that often. We live in a very small mountain town, Vail, or near Vail. If there are people here visiting and I happen to be in Beaver Creek, say, or at a restaurant, or, you know, but I don't normally go to like the... I would say touristy places that people come here to, you know, to go to or to go see or So at home and if I'm traveling, it's a different story. You know, people do still recognize me. I was at a dance competition and it was so sweet. And people are, I will say, are still very, very sweet. Like when they come up, they're like, I just love you. I watched the show with my mom when she was dying in the hospital or like, you know, these stories. I named my son after Ryan or my daughter after you or, you know, so people have those kind of stories. But I was recently approached at a dance competition when I was talking to a friend and this lady came up and just said, I just adore you. You know, something sweet like that. And and my friend was like, how often does that happen? Does that still happen to you? And I'm like, oh gosh, no. I mean, you know, once in a blue moon, people do, or, and they'll say, oh, I follow you on Instagram. How are you? Like, how's Ryan's health doing?
Yeah.
You know, I love watching your daughter do the dance competitions, like things like that. So they kind of follow, along with my life, but once in a blue moon, you know, I'm sure it's the same.
I think, you know, when I'm like, kind of like what you said, when I'm putting myself out there for something, it's a totally different experience. And everyone has always been incredibly kind over the years, which I think is pretty awesome. Cause I mean, you know, you'll occasionally have, I mean, I've never even really had anyone who's done anything worse than being like, oh, I don't watch that stuff. Can I get a picture?
Totally,
you know,
that's
about as bad as it gets. But, I've always felt like really fortunate in that, you know, people were always so nice to me over the years. But I mean, I guess I probably get more of, people will walk up to me and go, how do we know each other?
How do I know you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When do I, you know?
How do I know you? Did we go to college together?
Exactly. I mean, I used to, it got to the point where I was getting that one so much that I would go, well, yeah, I was in your English class, Mr. Johnson. And they'd be like, what? And then I'd be like, no, that's not how you know me. But I mean, you know, it was always one of those things where I'd be like, I don't think we know each other. I just have one of those faces, you know? And then about a half an hour later, they'll come up and go, you could have just told me. I'm like, well.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
I so do, then you can tell and me you don't I watch do usually.
Shows. Yeah.
Right. I do. I will because I feel like if they figure it out, they will like be like, why didn't you just say something?
Yeah.
But I can think it depends on the time. So if I'm like in a hurry, then I'll just be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure. And if I've got time, I'm like, do you watch the show? You know, did you ever see The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? Or it was a long time ago. You probably won't remember.
I say that on pretty much a daily basis. Yeah. So my wife is so anti, like she doesn't want to be in photos. So whenever
she
hates it. Just hates it. So like she'll be out and someone will go, can I get a picture with you? And she'll always go, I'll take it for you. And they'll say, how do I know you? You know, can I get a picture with you? Or they'll open, but like, how do I know you? And if she's not in the mood for it, because she's busy and she's always really kind about it, but she'll go, he's not going to tell you. He was The Bachelor and he was on Trista season and then he was The Bachelor himself. And, you know, maybe you saw him on Oprah or the Today Show. And they'll all go, and then she'll go, here, give me your phone. I'll get a picture. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, we got to fast track. We got to get out of here. We got to pick up the kids.
Fast track and I don't want to be in it.
And I'm not taking my picture right now. Not doing it. So, I mean, she's really
I have a funny story. that just popped into my head about, so, it wasn't me, but I don't know if this ever happened to me, but I think it was Michael Stagliano who, I can't remember which season he was on, but he was one of the kind of OGs.
Yeah.
He got asked to take a picture, someone in the park or something, and someone walked up to him and said, "Here, can you could we take a picture?" Handed him the phone, and he went to go like get in the picture, like be the subject, but they wanted him to take a picture of them.
I had a group of girls do that to me. Honest to God, I was in, where was I? Like, I was a Puerto Rico or something, and they came up and they're like all in bikinis and stuff, and they're like, "Can we get a picture?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And I'm like, same. I'm like waiting there, and they go, "Will you take it for us?" And I go, "Oh my God, of course. I'm so sorry. So I grab, you know, I go over and I go to take the picture, and they go, "All right, we're totally kidding. We just wanted to mess with you.
They did. Oh, that's awesome.
It was a really good one because it was oh God, I'm such an ass, you know. But I mean, I will say, like,
they knew you would laugh about it.
Yeah, but I usually will default to that now after that happened to be the one time where they'll go, you know, "Can we get a picture?" And I'm like, "Yeah, where do you guys want me to take it of you?" And they'll go, "Totally. No, like, with you." And I'm like, "Okay, that's better. Right. I feel much better."
Yes. Yeah. So. All right. Well, I love this little stroll down memory lane as we do every Wednesday. Every week.
Yes.
So much fun. And for everyone out there, we'd of course love to continue to hear what you'd love to hear from us, who you'd like to see or hear on the show. So reach out to the Almost Famous Instagram page. I think it's almostfamous_podcast or something like that. Just search Almost Famous. You'll be able to find
it. It's in there somewhere.
Or you can, of course, reach out to either Bob or myself. I'm not necessarily great at DMs, but reach out to us and let us know if you're liking it. I'm sure I used to say this on my Better Etc. podcast all the time, but going on and subscribing and giving us a like or a thumbs up or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, whatever it's called these days. Whatever those whippersnappers call those things.
Just give us some support, please. Thank you.
And the DM is almost_famous_podcast. That's what it is.
Perfect. That's the Instagram page. Thanks for listening, guys. And thanks for doing this with me every week, Bob Guinea.
I love it, Trista Sutter. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you guys next time.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy.
So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.